From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crowe II is reporting for the Times Union that there are no outward signs of progress in the ongoing investigation into the assault of a local man at a private residence in Kinderhook over the July 4th holiday weekend. Columbia County Sheriff Dave Bartlett and his staff offered no comment when contacted July 30th. Local business owner Alex Rosenstrach, his deputy sheriff wife Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach, and Harold Handy, the victim of the assault, have all hired legal counsel as the Columbia County Sheriff's Office continues its investigation with the assistance of the State Police Special Investigations Unit. Handy, the owner and operator of Handy Repairs, has engaged the services of attorney Paul Freeman of Hudson. Handy was severely injured at the party and was taken by ambulance to Albany Medical Center in the early morning hours of July 5th. Details of Handy's injuries and his recovery remain unclear, although a man who answered the phone at the repair business July 30th said Handy was doing well. Rosenstrach has hired attorney Mark S. Porton of East Greenbush. Porton currently serves as a Ghent Town Justice and is a former Hudson City Court Judge and Columbia County Assistant District Attorney. Porton also served in the Rensselaer County District Attorney's Major Crimes Bureau as well as its Special Victims Bureau. Bill Roberts, an Albany-based attorney who also works as an assistant public defender in Rensselaer County, has confirmed he represents Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach. To date, no charges have been filed. Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach was placed on administrative leave effective July 9th. The former school resource officer is married to the property owner Alex Rosenstrach, the owner-operator of the Club Life Health and Fitness Club in Kinderhook. According to a press release from the sheriff's office, and I quote, "At this point in the investigation, it has been determined that no other deputy sheriff were at this residence at the time of the incident," end quote. That statement directly contradicts social media reports that public law enforcement officers were present at the party held the night of July 4th and into the early mornings hours of July 5th. The sheriff's office previously defended its investigation of the case that may involve one of its employees. A department spokesperson said, and I quote, "We investigate every incident with the same integrity and skill," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union that an off-duty police officer shot and killed a man who was allegedly stabbing his wife on July 30th. The police officer lived in the apartment below the couple and fired a shotgun after allegedly telling the man, and I quote, several times, end quote, to drop the knife and stop. None of the names of the people involved were released by police, but the deceased was 26 and the woman was 25 and in critical condition after the incident. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Lorna Chirot Littleway is reporting for the Columbia paper. Hillsdale Town Supervisor Peter Chipkowski has resigned effective July 27th. Chipkowski served as town supervisor for 5 years and before that as a town board member for 3 years. Deputy Supervisor Jill Sims will serve as temporary interim supervisor until the board appoints an interim supervisor to serve through the end of 2020 on August 11th. Chipkowski announced in the town's November 2019 newsletter that he would not complete his term in order to join his husband, who had moved to Los Angeles for employment purposes. Chipkowski lived in Hillsdale since 1993. The biggest challenges facing Hillsdale and Columbia County, according to Chipkowski, the lack of broadband internet service and the failure of the town's sewer district to sustain itself financially. Chipkowski would like to see Hillsdale business owner and former member Chris Kirsten replace him. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Ichabod Crane school officials, July 28th, unveiled the district's preliminary plan for reopening in September. The plan provides for full-time, in-person instructions for students in kindergarten through grade 5 and a hybrid of remote and in-person learning for students in grades 6 through 12. Nearly 450 people attended a virtual telephone conference held by the district to outline the plan. District Superintendent Suzanne Guntlow said the plan was developed with the input of 80 administrators, teachers, and staff, and approximately 900 parents responded to a district survey gauging how they would like the reopening to occur. Students in grades K through 5 will attend full-time, in-person daily instruction. Because of the need to accommodate social distancing requirements, the number of sections has been increased at each grade level. Instruction in art, music, and physical education will be provided. Students in grades 6 through 12 will receive a combination of in-person and remote instruction, with the student body divided into two groups, Group A and Group B. Group A would be in the building on Monday and Tuesday, Group B on Thursday and Friday. Wednesday will be used for cleaning the building while students work in virtual groups from home, along with extra help for at-risk students. The district is looking at three different options for students when they are scheduled to work from home. The plan is to require masks on school buses at all times, as well as social distancing, with occupancy planned at 33% to 50%. Additional school supplies will be available at the school to prevent sharing of equipment. Restrooms will be cleaned throughout the day. The district's preliminary reopening plan is available at www.ichabodcrane.org. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.